The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has responded to a report from the Fiscal Advisory Council showing a third of corporation tax here was collected from just three companies between 2017 and 2021. Speaking in Wexford, he said it represents a risk to the public finances if poor decisions are made by government.
The paper is a very stark illustration of the growing concentration risk in relation to our corporation tax receipts, and it does represent a significant risk to the public finances if we do not make the right decisions. It's very positive that we are collecting these receipts, but we do have to now make provision for the future because this is a particularly volatile tax head. We know that a large portion of these receipts are windfall in nature, and it would be irresponsible to make permanent expenditure or taxation decisions with receipts that could prove to be temporary.
With me, our business editor, Will Goodbody. Michael McGrath there, Will. And one imagines that the Fiscal Advisory Council is singing his tune.
Yeah, I mean, really, Michael McGrath is reiterating that they're the concerns that we know that economists and those in business and indeed the government have had for some time now about the levels of concentration of corporation tax revenue. And it's very clear now that they have good reason to be cautious about all of this, because we have been experiencing something of a windfall in corporation tax receipts for the last few years. And a growing portion of that windfall has been coming from a very small number, or not a small number, but a reasonably small number of very large multinationals here. So last year, for example, the top 10 corporate taxpayers paid 60% of the entire corporation tax take. And this latest research from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council published today only really serves to underline further the level of that concentration. It's showing, as you said, that around a third of all corporation tax revenue here over the 5 years to 2021 came from just three firms. Together, they paid around 5.2 billion euro in 2021. And that made up around 8% of the total tax take in the state that year. So all the advice from experts is that we simply cannot let a situation develop where we are becoming reliant on that windfall in corporation tax for current day-to-day spending, particularly where it's concentrated in a small number of businesses. Because if something happens to any of those companies or the sectors they're in, then we could see our tax revenue plummet very quickly, in much the same way as it did in the early 2000s when the property crash hit and stamp duty and other property-related taxes fell off a cliff. And it could be something as simple as changes to company leadership or a shift in consumer demand or even a product coming off patent that might bring about that change. And that's really where the minister and others are coming from on
right.
this.
And in relation to his proposals for a savings fund to receive some of this this windfall, what's the progress towards that? What are we expecting?
Yeah, the government has previously stated that it plans to create this fund, perhaps something like a sovereign wealth fund into which these excess windfall corporation tax receipts could be put. Now, today, the minister said his officials are working closely with the National Treasury Management Agency to scope that out. And his plan is to bring proposals to government in the coming weeks in the context of the summer economic statement. But the minister also did give us an insight into the fact that a fund is not the only option for the use of these expected billions in excess corporation tax receipts. He also said we must be open to debt reduction to take something off the national debt, which stood at 236 billion at the end of April. And Minister McGrath also said there may be opportunities for increased public capital investment in areas where capacity is not the main constraint and where more can be done to improve infrastructure. But interestingly, he also spoke about the need to look at the indigenous economy as a way of perhaps reducing the concentration of corporate tax receipts coming from that small cohort of multinationals, and that may see some changes to the business tax system in the budget. So clearly a variety of options on the table to deal with what is a problem for the government, perhaps, but perhaps not the worst kind of problem for them to have to deal with.
Will Goodbody, thanks for that.